T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 K-Love, Nobody Plays More 80s. And I'm super excited because today I have an 80s icon, like one of my favorite all-time actors growing up because I'm an 80s baby, Anthony Michael Hall. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you, Sue. Nice to be here with you. Thank you.
So what are you doing in town?
I'm here for this event. It's a really cool thing. I was actually invited by the city of Mansfield earlier this year when they had their first annual film festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a lot of great people from the town of Mansfield, and they invited me back for the Music Alley Festival, which is going to be this weekend in Mansfield. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have music and 5 different stages, all kinds of food, and just really good, nice down-home people here.
And most importantly, it's an 80s theme.
I mean, come on.
That's the best part.
That's it.
So I know you have a lot of current projects in the works,
yes.
And I want to get into that, but can we backtrack for her?
Let's go down memory lane. Let's do it.
Yes. Okay. Because, I mean, obviously growing up, all my favorite movies, 16 Candles, Weird Science, Breakfast Club, like everything. What was your, as far as like out of that whole genre and that whole scene, the Brat Pack, if you will, what was your favorite one to participate in?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I want to start by saying John Hughes changed my life forever. Obviously, as a kid, I mean, I did this movie, National Lampoon's Vacation, which he actually wrote. And then I didn't meet him on that film. I met him when I did 16 Candles. And then it led, you know, he changed my life forever. I did 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club and Weird Science, kind of like back to back to back.
Right.
So he's the person I always tip my hat to, Sybil, because I wouldn't be here without him. He was awesome. You know, he was a great friend, great collaborator. Of those three flicks, I think probably 16 Candles and Weird Science stand out the most. They were the most fun. Those experiences were incredible and they changed my life and my course forever. So I'm always grateful to the good Lord and also John Hughes.
And yeah, now that you mentioned it with the Vacation. Rusty. I forgot
Rusty,
about
yeah.
that one.
Rust the feet. Yeah.
Well, do you still keep in touch with any of the folks that you used to work with?
You know what? Actually, Dana Barron, who played my sister in that, is still a good friend. And we see her a lot. She,
Aubrey.
She lives nearby. Yeah. She played Audrey in the film.
Audrey.
She lives near us. Yeah. Audrey in the film. So yeah, with actors, it's a funny thing. You kind of run into people in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like I have some friends that are actors that are friends for life, like Downey is an old friend. But a lot of my friends just do other stuff. But you see people a lot in Hollywood. You know, you kind of bump into people. It's always nice. You know, it's like running into people on campus or something.
You know you're tight with someone when you just call them Downey.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go back. Yeah.
So being in such iconic movies that are quotable to this day, how much were you allowed to ad-lib?
You know, it's a good question. With John Hughes, he was super cool like that. He really encouraged that. He was such a good writer and the scripts were funny, obviously. And then. But he had a real talent for doing that. He liked to cut us all loose and let us improv and stuff. He was really cool like that. So he actually did that a lot. And not just with me, all of us that started out with him and that he blessed us with. So he was totally open with that. At the same time, like since then, I don't think there's been anybody like him that I worked with. There was another great director, Harold Ramis, that directed Vacation, who I worked with as a kid as well. He was also really cool like that. I mean, it's a rare thing you collaborate, especially as a filmmaker, because usually they're just a little bit more uptight or they have to kind of stick to the script. You know what I mean?
So
those guys were like, you know, kind of on a different level of genius.
Who came up with the dance moves then in 16 Candles?
Oh, that was all my own goofiness right there. That was just puberty on film. So. But that's
so
the kind of
iconic.
Stuff that he was cool. Like he would just like egg me on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, go between takes and I'd run to the sidelines. You know, he's like, what are we doing now? What do you think? And like, yeah, go in there and try that. But he was so cool because if I had ideas too, he would let me go out there and just try it. You know, he was fun. He really did that with a lot of us. But he was like a big brother to me. He was awesome. You know, he was really like, I love the guy. Looking back, there's never been anybody like him. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of National Lampoon's Vacation, you got a big project in the works.
Yeah. Well, it was really cool. It's really fun. I've been getting these checks from the Goldbergs for the last 5 years. Like they did an episode where they, like a Weird Science thing. It's obviously based in the 80s. So they've been sending me checks where they license something like, can we use a poster? Can we use this? Can we use that? I'm like,
mailbox money.
Yeah, grateful. It's grateful, right? So it was really funny. My managers just struck up a different conversation with them about 6 months ago. And they were like, yo, why don't you just put him on the show? He loves it. You know, I'm getting all these checks anyways. And so they really worked it out. They were really cool. They did an episode, which we just shot. It's basically like they're the Griswolds. They're trying to get to Disneyland. So we went and shot it at Disneyland.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then in the episode, I'm like the John Candy security guard. It doesn't let them in. It was like really funny. So it was a gas. And they had Christy show up. And yeah, it was just fun.
I love it.
Really cool.
Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
She looks amazing, by the way, on the new Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that kind of show?
Honestly, I'll be straight up. Like, they asked me about 3 or 4 times. It's just not my thing. I couldn't really do that.
I mean, yeah, we've seen your dancing skills, so.
Yeah. I mean, I can cut a rug, but I mean, I don't know if I can deal with it. I don't know. Just not me. But
yeah.
Listen, whatever works for anybody, you know.
So, it's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. And another iconic 80s movie. It's actually even earlier than that. Jamie Lee Curtis is, you just know her for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're about to be in the next upcoming one.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so I just got cast in this, in the sequel. It's called Halloween Kills. And we actually start next week in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I'm really excited about that.
It was smart that you said sequel because otherwise it's like Halloween 29.
Right.
There's been like
30 of those flicks. Yeah, I know. So I really am excited about this guy's directing is David Gordon Green. He's partners with Danny McBride and they did all those great shows. He's Bound Down. These guys are awesome. They do great comedies. So I had a great meeting with him a couple months ago and then I did my screen test like the following week. Thank God I got the job. So I'm excited about it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Really happy about it.
So you still have to audition. I mean, the Goldbergs obviously called you and said, hey, we want you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? They kind of keep it like after pretty much everybody, believe it or not. There's very few people that they don't have to kind of just want to test chemistry and see how things are. And I'm cool with it. I've never known any other way. So you just have to stay humble and just keep moving ahead.
I feel like I don't know that I've seen you in a serious role.
Mm.
Do you prefer to do comedies? And
well, you know what? I did this movie a couple years ago with Brad Pitt. It's on Netflix right now. It's called War Machine. You should check that out. I'm really proud of that flick. I play General Mike Flynn in it. He plays General McChrystal. It's based on a real book called The Operators, and Brad's company produced it, and that's a film I'm really proud of. I've done a lot of different dramas and all kinds of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was part of what was fun about it for me, because as a kid, it came very easily, quite honestly, with John Hughes. I was so blessed to have such a great guy. And then I had to kind of transform and really become an actor and just kind of work at it. So, you know, I've been in this business for 45 years. It's a trip. It's kind of surreal.
Wow.
I started really young.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of chip away at it. You have to adopt an attitude like a real businessman or an athlete or anybody. You just have to just kind of be committed to the long haul. No pun intended.
Whenever you said you're leaving town Sunday to start filming,
yeah.
When would we expect to see that?
They actually have the release date set. So it's going to be October 16th, 2020. And David Gordon Green, Danny McBride, and Blumhouse are going to be doing the next two sequels, actually. They're going to do 2 and 3 in the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
So it's cool. And, yeah, I'm just amped. It'd be fun to go to North Carolina and be a part of this. It'd be great.
And 80s are so in right now. I mean, Stranger Things is such a big deal, and American Horror Story's next theme is 1984.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I almost have this theory, like this 20-year cycles. Like, remember when we were growing up, like in the 80s, the 60s were cool, and the 90s, the 70s seemed cool. You know what I mean? It's almost like there's lag of, I think you see that too in fashion and other things.
Everything comes back.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's funny, Vivian and I were talking about, it's almost like it's innocent now, right? You look back at the 80s, it just seems like compared to the craziness of, you know, social media and the way the world is now.
Absolutely.
Right? It's fun. You know?
So let's talk about why you're here, Mansfield Music Alley, going on this weekend.
Yes, yes. Nothing but good people in Mansfield, Texas. And they were kind enough to bring me in earlier this year for their film festival. And it was the first film festival there in Mansfield. And so this Music Alley Festival is going down this weekend. It's going to be on September 7th from 4 to 10 p.m. in the city of Mansfield, in downtown Mansfield. And it's put on by the Mansfield Commission for the Arts, the Mansfield Parks and Recreation Department, and 5 stages of live music will be excellent. And there will be 25 artists, vendors. There's going to be arts activities. There's an arcade, lots of stuff, lots of great food.
Family
really
friendly.
Nice
And what's your
nice
role?
Town.
Like, will people actually get to meet you and see you and take pictures?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be there just hanging out with everybody, you know, eating food, hanging out, listening to music.
Okay.
And it's a great group of people, really nice down home Texas.
Are you at all worried about the heat?
Yeah, I'm going to wear a t-shirt tomorrow. I know. It's going to be like Africa hot tomorrow. I'm ready.
All right. So if people want tickets or if they want to find out more, mansfieldtexas.gov.
September 7th in Mansfield from 4 to 10.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for hooking it up. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.